Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Orge. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Rice moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Armas moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Armas scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley strikes out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eorg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Gutierrez reaches second base with a double. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Gutierrez scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Orge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Gutierrez reaches third base with a triple. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Hughesman now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughesman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hughesman. Barrett moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutierrez moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pryor moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Pryor moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing center field. Buddy Biancalana now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to third. Gedman moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a fly ball towards right. Sheridan catches it and throws to home to double up Buckner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Ed Jurek now playing first base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-3 in the game. Motley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Motley reaches second base with a double. Eorg goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-1 Red Sox. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-3 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Motley scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pryor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.